Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of shrine1.org, the next program is Shad Darshana, Spiritual Discourse. In this, you are about to listen Vedanta, presented by Sri Ramakrishna. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Veda Adhyayana is both common, same in the Dharma Jignyasa and Brahma Jignyasa. Therefore, he says, Chodayati. He has a doubt. What? Naniha karma avodhanantaryam visheshah dharma jignyasato brahma jignyasayah. But still, see, karma avabodhanantaryam. What you did in dharma jignyasa is this. In dharma jignyasa, you gain the knowledge of the karmas. Dharma, karma. There, now, what you discuss in this is, after the knowledge of the karmas through the dharma jignyasa, you studied the Vedas and its meaning, and in dharma jignyasa you gained the knowledge of the karmas through the dharma jignyasa, and now after the knowledge of the dharma jignyasa, the knowledge of the karmas, you get into brahma jignyasa. Brahma jignyasayaha vishesha. This is what is the difference. I am artha, meaning this is the idea here. Vividishanti yajnena iti trutiya shrutiya yajnyadina mangatvena brahma jnane viniyogat. So, trutiya viniyoga shruti. Through the trutiya viniyoga shruti, the shruti which helps you to do something, viniyoga in the application, which helps you in the application. That differs according to the vibhaktis. So, Trutiya Vibhakti Viniyoga Shruti, the third case, the instrumental case is used for the application. What? Vividishanti Yajnena. Vividishanti. Vividishanti means Vetum Ichanti. Who? Brahmanaha. The Brahmins, the knowledgeable people, they know to, desire to know. Through what? Yajnena. Through the Yajnas, etc. Through the karmas. First he studied the Vedas, then he inquired into the dharma, and then he desired to know that self through the dharma which is prescribed in the dharma jignyasa. Through the karmas which are prescribed in the dharma jignyasa, which are explained in the dharma jignyasa. Therefore, iti tritiya shrutiya yajnyadina angatvena brahma jnani viniyogam. See, tritiya shruti, now in the application, what does it do? It attaches itself to something else as an anga. The yajnena, yajnena is third case. Through the yajna what? Through the yajna, that yajna becomes an anga. Anga means it becomes a limb. To what? To that major karma, which is a knowing of the self. Anga is to some angi. To that major karma, these are parts. Like this Darshapurnamasa Yaga, etc., they have Pancha Prayajas. Ida, Yajati, Tanuna, Pajamchi, Swaha, Karam, Yajati, like that. There are five Yagas. So these Yagas are Angas, limbs, to the Darsha Purnamasi Yaga. So, in the same way, this inquiry, for this inquiry into the self, the Anga is inquiry into the Dharma, performance of the Karma. Therefore, Jnanasyeva karmata icham prati pradhanyat. Jnanasyeva karmataya icham prati pradhanyat. So, Jnanasyeva karmataya icham prati. Only for the jnana, like the karma, the desire, the pradhanyat. See, there in the karma, the desire to inquire is in the karma. Here, the desire to inquire is in the jnana. So, that is the importance here. There, it is the karma which was given the primary importance. Here the jnana knowledge is what is given the primary importance in this. That is the difference between both the sutras, Purimimamsa and Uttaramimamsa. Pradhana sammandhacha apradhananam padarthantaranam. Pradhana sammandhacha. Since it is, the pradhana is to gain the knowledge. And this karma has relationship with the pradhana, the knowledge. Therefore, though it is apradhana, though it is not important, though it is not primary, pradhana is primary, though it is not primary, padatsantranam, they are taken, they are understood. Tatrapicha, na vakyartha jnana utpattau, angabhavo yajnadina. Vakyasa jnanasya vakyadeva upateh. So there also in the Purumimamsa also what you accepted? Vakyasa jnana upatto angabhavaha ijnadinam. Nacha angabhava ijnadinam. The Vakyasa upatto to gain the knowledge of the Vakya and making it as an anga, it is not helpful. Because Vakya jnana, the knowledge of the meaning of the Vakya sentence can be gained only from the sentence itself, not from some any other place. Therefore, nacha vakyam sahakaritaya karmani apekshate iti yuktam. But no. What we said is vakyam helps in the karma. The sentences helps in the karma. Therefore, it is sahakari karana. It is an useful tool. These vakyas are useful tool. Therefore, that you cannot say like that. Iti nacha yuktam. Don't say like that. Why? Sannidhi yogyata anusandhana vatam apratyuham vakyartha pratyavate. No. Akrita karmanam api vidita pada tad artha sangatinam samadhigata shabda nyaya tattvanam gunapradhana bhuta purvapara padartha akanksha sannidhi yogyata anusandhana vatam apratyuham vakyartha pratyavate. Vakyata pratyopatehe, vakyata can be gained. You don't say, if the vakya helps you in the karmani apekshate, in the karmas, it is expected. Don't say this. Because, apratyuham, without any doubt, vakyata pratyopatehe, the knowledge of the vakyas can be gained. How? Akrita karmanam api, person who has not performed the karmas. For him also, vidita pada tat artha sangatina. He knows the pada, the word, the topic where the word is discussed, that also he knows. That sangati is the topic of discussion. Like you say lavanam anaya or shaindavam anaya. Shaindavam anaya, you are eating. Shaindavam anaya, you ask. Anaya means to bring what? Shaindavam. This saindava means, it has two meanings. Saindam also means horse, it also means salt. When you are eating, you won't say, that which came from Sindhu is saindavam. Horse, good horses come from Sindhu. So, when you say saindavam aniya while eating, it does not mean you have to bring the horse. You have to bring the salt. So that sangati, where it is asked, that is said very clearly. So I know the word saindavam, I know the place in which it is used. Therefore, that kind of person, tadartha sangati namad, the meaning wherever it is used in that place, samadhigata shabda nyaya tattvanam, and he has, see, not just the sentence, the word, the sentence and its placing. He knows how to take the meaning out of a word in a certain particular place. That also he knows. He knows logically how to decipher a word from in a sentence. The meaning of the word from a sentence. Guna pradhana bhuta purva parapadartha akansha sannidhi yogyata anusandhanavatam. And because of this, he understands what is the pradhana guna, what is that which is the main topic here. And when I ask this, what are the, see, to understand the meaning of the sentence, you have to have a link to each of the other words. When I say, where are you going? Where? What where? How where? This kind of questions arises. So, you who? You what? Going where? So, that's what the question is. So, where are you going? This meaning should be the akanksha, yogyata, sannidhi. These are the three components to give you the knowledge of the vakya. Akanksha, the question, the doubt. Yogyata, its right placement, its existence, its possible existence. There is, see, you cannot put any word in any place. So yogyata, that should have to have a merit in that place. Sannidhi, and the word should be pronounced properly in a particular way. Not that ghata cannot be elongated, gata, like that you cannot say. So person who has this knowledge of these techniques of using, gaining the knowledge of the word that kind of person, without any doubt, apratyuham vakyatha pratyupatehe, for him, the knowledge of the vakya will be gained without any doubt, without any error. Anupattova vidhi nishedha vakyatha pratyaya abhavena tadartha anushthana parivarjana abhava prasangaha. The anupatto, if it doesn't gain the meaning of the word, then vidhi nishedha vakyatha pratyaya abhavena, he does not understand what is vidhi and what is nishedha, which is the shruti sentence which gives me the injunction to do, and which is the shruti sentence which gives me the injunction not to do. That he does not have the clear knowledge. Because of that non-clear knowledge, tadartha anushthana parivarjana abhava prasanga, he will not involve himself in the good cause or exclude himself from the wrong karmas. He will not do the right karmas and exclude from the wrong karmas, abscond from the wrong karmas. That cannot happen. Tad bodhatastu tadartha anushthana parivarjane paraspara ashrayaha. But if he knows the meaning of the vakya, the sentence, he will understand, okay, this sentence makes me to do this, this sentence wants me to do this, this sentence wants me not to do this. This kind of idea he gains, and he does or not do, he does not do the karma. Taspin sati tad artha anushthana parivarjanam tatascha tad bodha iti. And if he knows that meaning, then tad artha anushthana parivarjana, he will be able to perform the karma or not perform the karma, the perform the right karma or not perform the wrong karma. And tatascha tadbodahiti, and through that he will gain the knowledge. Because yajna, through the yajna etc., he will gain the knowledge of that self. So he will gain the knowledge. Therefore, nacha vedanta vakyanam eva swartha pratyayena, so swartha pratyayane karma tiksha na vakyantaranam iti sampratam vishesha hetor abhavat. Vedanta vakyanam eva swartha pratyayane karma peksha. In the Vedanta vakyas only, to gain the knowledge of the Vedanta vakyas, it depends on the karmas. Na vakyantaranam iti sampratam nacha sampratam. Not for any other vakyasa. Even for any karmas, you have to gain the knowledge of the vakyasa. Therefore, visheshana hetor abhava. There is no special cause here. This also is same, that also is same. Therefore, there is no difference between these two, karma and jnana. Nanu, this purupakshi, you understand that. Nanu, tattvamasiti vakyat, tvampadarthasya, kartru bhoktrupasya, jivatmano, nityashuddha buddha udasina swabhavena, tadu padarthena paramatmana aikyam ashakyam dragityeva prativattum apadato ashuddha sattvaihi yogyata viraha nischayat. Nanu, because why is this? Why do we say this? That fellow has to do perform the karma and gain the knowledge of the self. Why? Because tattvamasi iti vakyat, from the word tattvamasi, I say tattvamasi, you don't gain any knowledge. What tattvamasi? You don't understand anything. That thou art, I say, you don't understand still. Because tvam padarthasya kartru bhoktrupasya jivatmanah. This tvam, what does that you in that tattvamasi means? Tvam means you. What does that you means? I. Who am I? That why? Who is the one who is the doer, who is the experiencer of all the karmas? And that jivatma, that limited self, that nitya shuddha buddha udasina svabhavena tat padarthena. And that means that self which is nitya, eternal. I am not eternal. And that is buddha. I am an idiot. And that is all knowledge. And shuddha, I know my impurities. And that is always pure. So, this contradictory knowledge, that paramatmana aikyam ashakyam, with that kind of paramatma, which is pure, total, whole, which is all pervading, with that me, who am I, who am limited, and not with total knowledge and all that, this kind of two incomparables thing cannot be compared and made equal. Therefore, even when I say tattvam asi, dragityeva na pratipattum shakyam. He cannot gain the knowledge immediately. Tattvam asi, yes. He does not gain the knowledge. I am realized, he doesn't say. Therefore, what he has to do? He has to apatato ashuddha sattvehi yogyata viraha nishchayat. Why does he not gain the knowledge of the self? Apatata, because ashuddha sattvehi, this fellow is ashuddha sattva, his mind is very impure. Because of that, yogyata viraha nishchayat, he does not have yogyata, the eligibility. For what? To gain the clear knowledge of the self. He does not have the eligibility. Okay. Yajna tapa dana tanukrita antar malastu vishuddha sattvaha shraddha dana yogyata avagama prasaram tadatmyam avagamishyanti iti chet. So yajna tapo dana tanukrita antarmalastu, but for people who have gained the purity of the mind through the performance of yajna, dana, etc., through the performance of the penance, through the performance of the oblations, through the performance of the arm, these kind of things, shraddha dhana vishuddha sattvaha deyat, purified, their mind is purified, and shraddha dhanaha, they have shraddha, surrender towards the shastra, yogyata avagama prasaram, and because of the shraddha and because of the purity of the mind, they have gained the eligibility. Through the eligibility, tadatmyam avagamishyanti, they understand the tadatmya, the non-difference of the tat and tvam. They gain oneness with the tat, that self. They gain the identification with that self because of the purity. Iti chet, if we say like that, nanu iti chet. If we say like that, then the tat kim idanim pramana karanam yogyata avadharanam apramanat karmano vaktum adhyavasitohasi pratyakshadi adiriktam va karma api pramanam. Then we will ask this question. Tatkyam idanim prama karanam yogyata avadharanam apramanad karma vaktum adhyavasitohasi. Have you started? Have you gained this clarity? Adhyavasitah means adhyavasana, means the clarity of knowledge. Adhyavasitohasi, have you gained the clarity of knowledge of what? Idanim, now pramakaranam, that which is the cause for the knowledge, pramayaha karanam pramakaranam, that which is the cause of the right knowledge, that means of right knowledge, that pramanam yogyata avadharanam, meaning to gain the, this is the yogyata, this is the eligibility to gain that knowledge, apramanat karmano, that karma which is not pramana, vaktum adhyavasiti, do you want to say that karma which is not a pramana, through that you gain the clarity of the knowledge, or pratyakshadi atiriktam va karma api pramanam, or do you want to say like pratyaksha, perception, inference, etc., this karma is also another pramana, another means to gain the knowledge? Do you accept the karma to be a means to gain the right knowledge, another means to gain the right knowledge, or without understanding you want to gain you want to make the karma as a instrument? Therefore vedanta aviruddha tan moola nyaya balena tu yogyata avadharane kritam karma bihi. Vedanta aviruddha, that which is not contradictory to the Veda, tad moola nyaya balena, and because of its root cause, because of the strength, yogyata avadharane kritam karma bihi. Have you gained the knowledge of the yogyata through the karmas? Have the karmas given you the knowledge of the yogyata, the eligibilities to gain this knowledge? Asmat, these kind of questions will arise. Tasmat, then what is the need for karma? Therefore, tasmat tattvamasi ityadehe shrutamayena jnanena jivatmanah paramatma bhavam grihitva tad mulaya cha upapattya vyasthapya tad upasanayam bhavana para abhidhanayam dirghakala nairantaryavatyam brahma sakshatkara phalayam yajnadinam upayogah. Here it is said as siddhanti. This is all said by siddhanti, but still you have to take it as siddhanta ekadeshi only. Different siddhantas in the system are explained. How he says tasmad tattvamasi ityadehe. Therefore, in the case of tattvamasi etc., shrutamayena jnanena jivatmana paramatma bhavam grihitva. Shrutamayena jnanena tattvamasi that thou are. So, through this knowledge which you have heard, jivatmana paramatma bhavam grihitva. The jivatma has gained the knowledge that I am not different from paramatma, but I seem to be limited etc. because of this. Tad mulaya umvatya vyavasthapya. Based on the scripture that thou art, he gains this clarity that I am not different from the self, and through that knowledge, that clarity, upasanayam bhavana paravidhanayam, he does this upasana. What is this upasana? Which is also explained as bhavana. That is a synonym to upasana. Bhavana. He does this bhavana. He meditates. He meditates on him as the self, the paramatma. He meditates on the jivatma as the paramatma. He meditates on this jivatma as though it is that paramatma. Is not really paramatma. He meditates as though it is paramatma. Because the shruti gives him the knowledge, you are that paramatma. Therefore, because of that parabrahman, that knowledge from the shruti, he meditates on the self as though it is paramatma. Therefore, dirgha kala, how long, when should you do it? Dirgha kala, for a long period of time, nairantarya, without any gap, nirantara, at every point of time, nairantarya vatyam brahma sakshatkara phalayam. It will lead you to, when you follow this, when you do this upasana meditation on the self like this, it will lead you to the knowledge of the self, and then yajnadina upayoga. For that, this yajna etc. are useful. This yajna etc. are useful to gain that. Yatha who, this is what is said by the yogins in the smriti. Satu dirghakala nirantarya satkara sevito drita bhumihi. That self can be gained. Satu, that self can be gained. That satu drita bhumihi. That drita bhumihi, that self can be gained by practicing it for a long period of time continuously by doing service etc. Therefore, iti brahmacharya tapashraddha yajnadayascha tat satkara. What is satkara? Service practice. What does the service means? Not only service to the Guru, brahmacharya, that mean doing this abstinence, tapaha, doing penance, shraddha, having this surrender, yajnadayascha, doing the yajna, fire oblation, etc. through this is what is satkara. That satkara, if you practice it for jirgakala, nairantarya, continuously and for a long period of time, ateva shrutihi. That is what Shruti also says. What? Tameva dhiro vijnaya prajnam kurvita brahmanaha. Tameva dhiraha vijnaya. That knowledgeable one, knowing this self, prajnam kurvita brahmanaha. This fellow should have to gain the clarity. Iti vijnaya tarka upakaranena shabdena prajnam bhavanam kurvita ityatsa. Meaning, through the vijnana, through the after gaining the knowledge, nailing knowledge of the logic which you have to use, the meditation methods which you have to do from the scriptures, and then after that, bhavanam, prajna, bhavanam, kurvita, one should have to meditate, one should have to do the bhavana. Atracha yajnadinam shreyaha paripanthi kalmasha nirvahana dwarena upayoga iti kechitat. there are two schools of thought. Some people accept this yajna, etc. to paripanti kalmasha nirvahana dwarena by destroying the obstacles which are the impurities, it becomes the cause. And purusha samskara dwarena tyanyaha anye. Some people accept it as remover of the obstacles. Some people accept it as purifier of the purusha. There are two schools of thought. Yajnadi samskruto hi purusha. Adara nirantarya dirghakalehi asevamanaha brahma bhavanam anadi avidya vasanam samulakayam samulakasham kashati. Yajnadi samskruta person who has perform the yajnas etc. through which he has purified the mind, and through that one who is practicing this with so much of surrender for a long period of time, that brahma bhavanam, that meditation on the self, one who does anadya vidya vasanam, through that anadya vidya vasana adi vasana adi samskara, the imprints of the ignorance which is anadi, which does not have a beginning, that samulakasham kashyati, he destroys it from the root. Tataha asya pratyekatma suprasanna kevalo vishadai bhavati. And because of that, his pratyekatma, his self, which becomes very happy, which becomes happy because he has purified everything, all the, he has destroyed all the impurities, it presents itself kevalo vishadai bhavati, without any other, the self without any non-duality shines itself. Ateva smritihi, this is what the smriti also says, mahayajnese yajnascha brahmaniyam krite tanuhu. So the mahayajna and the yajna, they purify this person to gain the eligibility, to gain that knowledge of the self. Yasya ete ashtachatvarimshat samskaraha iti cha, for one who has performed this ashtachatvarimshat, this 48 samskaras, for him all this clarity of knowledge, this clarity of knowledge will be gained. Only he will be able to gain this clarity of knowledge. In this way, see, this it is said. Apretu, but some other people, they say, what we'll see. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamadachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi.